So you're an extremist if you stand against Justin Trudeau's ridiculous carbon tax and if you throw your lot in with those like Alex Jones. I want to bring in David Craden, a Canadian journalist who's been covering this quite extensively. You posted about this yesterday on X about this contradiction here, and I want to get your take on this. David, welcome to the show.
Nice to be back, Clayton, as always.
Great to see you. So, you know, I think the what's hilarious about all of this is that you get to you know, attack, you know, Alex Jones, Pierre Poilievre, but what he does by attacking those individuals is obfuscating, ignoring the real extremist position here in my mind, which is the whole idea of carbon being the reason that the earth is warming, this idea that we're some sort of a climate alarmists and we're going to tax carbon because that's the reason why the earth is burning up right now. No one's really calling him out on these ridiculous positions. What did you make of his response to this reporter and Pierre's appearance at this rally?
Well, a couple of things, Clayton. I found it interesting that Trudeau is so prepared to answer this question and to go into Diagilon, for instance, which is a group that has been erroneously identified with the Freedom Convoy protest. We know that that was a complete lie. There was no connection there at all. So he's obviously prepared. I'd like to know who briefed him that this question was coming. It's clearly he was ready for this question, and he had his talking points all in order. And so what does he talk about? Alex Jones. Yes, of course, this has something to do with Alex Jones. When in fact, there are protests that continue to occur across the country against Trudeau's carbon tax, which went up, as we said, on April 1st by 23%. So people are furious about this. And to call these people extremists and to say they belong to some shadowy group called Diagilon, and that this has something to do with Alex Jones. Once again, Trudeau is refusing to address the unpopularity of his carbon tax and the fact that it's doing absolutely nothing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And arguably, if these have anything to do with climate change, it's been a complete failure. It's impoverished people, but he won't talk about the issues. You bring up anything to Justin Trudeau, his response is immediately, this is about climate change somehow, or it's about Ukraine. That's his other favorite issue. But he loves right. to harp on climate change no matter what the issue is. And now Alex Jones is Trudeau's bête noire. This is the black beast in Trudeau's backyard. And anything Pierre Poilievre does now comes back to this pseudo-endorsement that Alex Jones gave of Pierre Poilievre. He simply said, this guy's the real deal. I've been watching him for years, and I think he's the real deal. I think that's a very valid statement to make. And suddenly...
Well, it's the same strategy they're using in the United States, David, because you and I were talking the other day. It's like Mitch McConnell's strategy, right, on this Ukraine aid funding bills to blast people like Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. And you know, so it seems like a strategy from these guys, these globalists, who want... It's in an effort to discredit what they're saying. And of course, Alex Jones, I mean, wherever you come down on Alex Jones, it doesn't matter. He's been right consistently on these issues. And all Alex and all we do here on this show is calling out this globalist agenda. We're calling out this ridiculous carbon tax. We're calling out, as we just did with Whitney Webb just here on the show, broke down exactly what's going to happen with monitoring your carbon footprint in Canada as part of a digital ID program. So they will be monitoring your tracking, your output. In Canada, just as well as in Latin America, this is coming. This is all part of this globalist agenda, this WEF globalist agenda. And when you call that out, they try to label you some sort of a conspiracy theorist who's thrown your lot in with tinfoil hat wearing Alex Jones, and it backfires on them.
I don't think it's really working, as I said the other day in a column. Trudeau's BS just doesn't have the efficacy it used to have with Canadians. They see through this nonsense, this mirage he constantly puts up. And for Pierre Poilievre to be calling out the carbon tax is having incredible resonance with Canadians. And for Justin Trudeau to constantly talk about climate change as being the problem for everything in this country, forest fires, floods, everything is now attributable to climate change. And this is, of course, nonsense, right. Absolute rubbish. But Polyev, I think, is being very effective in staying on the issues. Yes, he said.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you. So he's, Trudeau wants to label him an extremist, thrown in with Alex Jones, et cetera. But Pierre Polyev has been there. He was specifically talking about the carbon tax. So he goes to this protest and he's really been focusing on this 20% increase, how it's going to affect average Canadians, why it's. Can you talk about the specifics of what Pierre Polyev is doing that seems to be pretty effective?
Well, he's been doing these axe the tax rallies across Canada. I attended one in Ottawa. They're extremely effective because they bring together thousands of people who are furious about the increase. And it's going up again. This is not the end of it. It continues to go up. And people are hurting from this, not only in terms of just buying gasoline at the pump, but for heating their homes. Farmers in particular are very, very affected by this because they have to heat barns in the winter. And it's tens of thousands of tax dollars involved here. And Trudeau refuses to acknowledge the pain of Canadians. He refuses to acknowledge that this is a failure, that it isn't even achieving the results that he claims it's achieving. It's not reducing emissions. People still have to drive to work. They still have to heat their homes. There's no magical green energy solution out there for this. And Polyev is consistently staying on these issues. Yes, he said Trudeau lies, and he does. Yes, he said that there's a lot of BS going on in Ottawa. Of course there is, just as there is in Washington. And Canadians are really saying, I think Polyev understands what we're going through. So he can show up at a rally. He can get out of his car. And this was not staged. He was literally driving across the provincial border from New Brunswick to Nova Scotia. He sees a carbon tax rally. He had nothing to do with organizing that rally. He gets out of his car. He joins the rally. They applaud. They say, hey, it's Pierre Polyev. If Justin Trudeau got out of his car and went to a protest, there would be chaos. He can't go anywhere without igniting a protest, without it, people running after him with signs saying, Justin Trudeau, you're a liar. So this demonstrates how Polyev really does have the grasp of the common people, the average Canadian, whereas
but Justin they're extremists, David. They're extremists, and they're using this strategy to label these average Canadians as extremists. So I'd be curious to hear from any of our Canadian viewers who are watching right now, how do you feel to be labeled an extremist because you're against this carbon tax increase? It's this strategy. When I was in Berlin, covering the farmers in Berlin who descended on the Capitol and said enough is enough with your massive increases in taxes to destroy German farmers, the same thing with the Netherlands. Those individuals, those farmers in Germany were labeled extremists because they were against, they wanted their way of life protected and they were against the massive increase in taxes, the fuel taxes and other things. So they're extremists. And that's what these individuals, these farmers in Canada are being labeled extremists. Have you talked to any of these farmers when you were at these rallies? How do they like to be labeled as extremists? Do they enjoy that?
Well, about as much as you or I would enjoy being labeled an extremist. And they asked me, how is it extreme to say that we just simply cannot afford to live anymore, that our taxes are too high, that it's impoverishing us, it's making our livelihood impossible, it's making life impossible? That's not extremism. But Justin Trudeau is facing a leadership challenge right now within his own party. That was huge news last week. His budget was an absolute failure. It has not given him any boost in the polls. 50% of Canadians don't like it at all. Only 8% of those who saw the budget said it would make them more likely to vote Liberal. The vast majority say they're thumbs down to this budget. Trudeau's in political trouble. So what does he do when he's in political trouble? Much like the Democrats in the United States, and as you said earlier, Clayton, they reach for these labels. They start calling their opponents extremists. My God, and Trudeau is capable of calling his political opponents anything, racist, misogynist, and even Nazis. That's how brutal this man is. That's how unthinking he can be, how unfeeling he can be. But that is indicative of a Justin Trudeau and his unalloyed narcissism.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue to watch this. So you have an election in 2025, so there's a long way to go here before the end of this road. And when is this next carbon tax increase set to come? We already had the one on April 1st. When is that about to go up again?
In about 6 months' time. There's more coming. It's just like aid to Ukraine. It never ends. There's always more coming down the road. And but you know, we might not have to wait till 2025, Clayton, because the New Democratic Party, this is a socialist opposition party that is unofficially allied with Justin Trudeau in a sort of a coalition government, de facto coalition government, is very concerned about losing all of their core support over the carbon tax. They might not support this budget. And if they don't support the budget, it's a non-confidence vote and the Trudeau government will fall. Everybody of common sense is hoping the NDP has a bit of common sense and realizes their head is on the chopping block. If they continue to support the Trudeau government, they should do the common sense thing and vote against it.
I'll be watching. David Creighton from Ottawa. As always, check out his YouTube channel, Creighton's Right. Great to see you, and you can follow him on X as well. David, great to see you. Thank you so much for being common sense up there in Canada. We appreciate it. We need more of you.
Thank you so much, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.